Welcome to the second week of our series called Reunited. Forgiveness feels so good. A lot of people think that forgiveness is an act of weakness. In their minds, when someone's hurt you, there has to be accountability, justice, an eye for an eye. There have to be consequences. Someone has to be held responsible. They think that if they give the cold shoulder to that unfriendly coworker, if they cut off the sibling who betrayed them, if they walk away from the friend who talked behind their back, they'll feel better. And it's true. Forgiveness doesn't mean no justice, no boundaries. But it also means refusing to let bitterness have the final say. Refusing to let bitterness have the final say. Because when you don't forgive, you only punish yourself. It's like when you hold a grudge, you're throwing yourself into a prison and throwing away the key. But when you're willing to forgive, you're giving yourself the key to that jail cell, because forgiveness is what sets the soul truly free. And if you want to become the person God created you to be, if you want to feel good on the inside again, don't get stuck in bitterness. Rise higher and let it go. All through Scripture, we see how God's mercy is bigger than our past. He never gives up on his people. He's always forgiving them. And even today, when we make mistakes, get off course, he's always showing up with his patience, his kindness, and his mercy, his merciful love in our lives. And if you want to know that kind of forgiveness, if you want to have the freedom that forgiveness brings, the first step, as we talked about last week, is to learn from God. Learn from the best. Now today, I want to talk with you about a second step of forgiveness. I want to talk with you today about see with new eyes. In the Scripture, God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." Because God does not see the way we do. He doesn't judge a book by its cover. His judgments are not skin deep. He looks into the heart of the matter and sees what we don't. In the first book of Samuel, God told the prophet to go and anoint the new king of Israel. Well, Samuel thought it was going to be Eliab, the oldest son of a man named Jesse. But God did not choose Eliab or any of Jesse's seven oldest sons. Instead, God told Samuel to anoint the least likely candidate, the youngest brother of all of them, the one so important that he had been sent out to tend the sheep in the fields, the one his own father had overlooked. And when God chose David to be king, he said to Samuel, "Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." The key to forgiveness is to see things the way God sees things. If you're only relying on your feelings, the hurt, the betrayal, the sadness, that's all you're going to see. But if you look deeper, go beyond the anger and the desire for revenge, try to see in that person what God sees in that person, you'll discover the power to forgive. You just have to see with new eyes. In today's gospel, John the Baptist pointed out Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah. Now, many were expecting the Messiah to be a powerful king who would overthrow Rome and restore Israel's power. But John did not describe Jesus as a powerful king, a great leader, a conquering hero. He called him the Lamb of God. And I'm sure you know that sheep are not ferocious creatures. They are not apex predators. They are gentle, docile, and weak. But when God freed his people from slavery in Egypt, you know what he did? He told each family to sacrifice a perfect lamb. Apply the blood to the doorposts of the home, so that when the angel of the Lord came through the land at midnight to strike down the firstborn son in every family, the Hebrew people would be spared and saved. In the same way, John was pointing out Jesus as the new sacrificial lamb, the one who would take away the sin of the whole world. That's power. But notice, John didn't say that Jesus had come to condemn us or to shame us for our failures. John did challenge people to repent, to change their lives, to do better, but he never said, look at how awful things have become because of you. Look at the terrible things you've done, the mistakes you've made, the wrongs you've committed. Instead, he just pointed to the one who would take it all away. The forgiving, loving, compassionate, merciful God. The God who sees the best in us, the potential in us, the beauty in us. Scripture says, God did not send his only Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. In the same way, the power, the strength, and the courage to forgive do not come from condemning the person who hurt you, demanding justice, accountability. No, it comes from seeing that person the way God sees them, trying to see them as someone worthy of being given a second chance, someone worthy of being given a future in your life, someone worthy of being saved. One of the reasons we often struggle to forgive people is because we think they had bad intentions, acted with bad faith. Psychologists call this the misappropriation of motives. It's the habit of assuming that we know why people did what they did, and almost always assuming the worst. Someone doesn't call you back, and you tell yourself, they don't care about me. A coworker walks right by you, and you think, they're ignoring me. A family member forgets an important date, and you assume I don't matter to them. A friend says something awkward, and suddenly the story in your mind is, they meant to hurt me. But the truth is, we almost never really know why people do the things they do. We don't really know what's going on in someone else's heart. They could have been tired, distracted, overwhelmed, carrying a burden you cannot see. Seeing with new eyes means resisting the urge to judge the intentions of others. When you stop assuming bad motives, your heart will just feel so much freer. It doesn't mean you have to excuse the bad behavior, but when you're constantly filling in the blanks automatically with negative assumptions, that's just going to poison your own sense of peace. But when you give someone the benefit of the doubt about why they did what they did, you create space in your heart to forgive them. You'll be amazed at how much lighter and freer your life will feel when you begin to see with new eyes. The Babylonian exile, which happened in the 6th century before Christ, was one of the deepest wounds that the Israelite people experienced. Jerusalem had been destroyed. The temple was long gone. They had been banished to a foreign land, forced to live under foreign rule, surrounded by a foreign culture hostile to their faith. They were spiritually and emotionally shattered. And the worst part is, they knew this catastrophe was their own fault. They had broken the covenant. They had ignored the prophets. They had chased other gods. They had exploited the poor. But the worst part of it, the deepest wound, was not the political defeat. It was their crisis of identity that they were suffering as a result. They believed God no longer cared for them, that they were unimportant in God's eyes. They saw themselves as devalued, worthless, and stripped of God's love forever. That's how they saw themselves. But look at how God saw them. In today's first reading, he says, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory." Despite everything they had done, their failure to reflect God's light and love in the world, God still believes in their goodness. He still sees what they can become, their potential, and he's willing to give them another chance, a fresh start. "It is too little," he says, "for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the survivors of Israel? I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God was not only going to give them a second chance, he was going to expand their influence. Now their calling would be even greater than before. They would be a sign of God's salvation to all the world, a witness to all people of his forgiving and merciful love. No matter what you've done in the past, God still sees the goodness in you. The precious child, the masterpiece he created once upon a time. To him, you are still his beloved servant, the one he has sent out into the world to reflect his glory and to do his amazing work. Imagine if you could see that same kind of goodness and decency in the people who have hurt you. I know it's tempting. It's tempting to write those people off, want to get even with them, give them a piece of your mind, tell them what's what. But if you want to be truly free, you have to see as God sees. Give them the benefit of the doubt and forgive. There have been times in my own life when I have misjudged people, assumed the worst, and was utterly and completely wrong. Maybe you have too. That grumpy guy with an angry look on his face, and then all of a sudden he smiles at you, and you feel like a million bucks. Or this just happened to me 2 weeks ago down at Woodlands. That inconsiderate jerk who parked over the line, he came running out of the store and said, "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to box you in. I was just distracted, not thinking." Or how about that mean teacher who gives you a terrible grade, even though you tried your best, but then spends his free time, his personal time, trying to help you learn? Or the demanding boss makes you work nights and weekends, but then recommends you for promotion. The best way to forgive is to see the best in that person. Like God, don't judge by appearances. What it looks like on the outside, on the surface. Go deeper and look into the heart. When you can see that relative who's always criticizing you as someone who's really hurting on the inside, when you can see that friend who's always gossiping as someone who deep down feels insecure about herself, when you can see that coworker who badmouthed you or left you out as someone who perhaps misunderstood your intentions, your motives, then you're seeing with new eyes. And it's easier to forgive and to be free. In 2006, in the quiet hills of Pennsylvania, a terrible darkness tried to overcome a one-room Amish schoolhouse. A gunman entered and took 10 young girls hostage. 5 went to be with the Lord. It was a tragedy, obviously. The pain was unimaginable for those people. Hearts were broken, the community was devastated, and yet what happened next shocked the world. Within a few hours, Amish families started showing up at the home of the gunman's widow and his parents. They didn't show up with anger, they didn't show up with accusations, they showed up with compassion and forgiveness. They attended his funeral service. They set up a fund to help the gunman's grieving family members financially. One of the Amish said, "We must not think of this man as evil." Their forgiveness did not deny the horror of what had happened, but they refused to let hatred have the last word. They refused to see the worst. Instead, they chose to see through God's eyes, to look past the horrible, unimaginable thing that man did and try to look into his heart and understand how broken and hurting he must have been to do something like that. And in doing so, they taught us a simple but powerful truth. Forgiveness does not erase the pain. Forgiveness does not excuse the behavior, but it does release the poison that holds us back and keeps us from being our best. If there is someone in your life you need to forgive, try to see that person the way God sees them. Look into the heart. Assume the best, not the worst. Give them the benefit of the doubt. This is what the Apostle Paul did today in the second reading. He started off his letter to the Corinthians not with blame or accusatory finger pointing or with anger and shame. He would have been well within his rights to do that because he was writing that letter because the Corinthians were being terrible to each other. They were divided, conflicted, arrogant, pompous, not acting like good Christians. But instead, Paul started his letter this way. He said, "You have been sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy." God saw, Paul saw what God saw and chose to start his letter that way. When you learn to see with new eyes, you will choose different words to describe the person who has hurt you. And when you change the words you use about that person, you will change your thinking about them. And when you change your thinking, you will change your heart to a heart that forgives.